My name's Chris Brown.
I'm Auburn Lowe.
And we've just been to see an exhibition titled Cost Every Little Thing, a group exhibition of artists from Studio Upstairs. And it was in the Three Colt Gallery in the Docklands, Canary Wharf. In fact, we never mentioned the title being from the Bob Marley song, Cos Every Little Thing Is Gonna Be All Right.
Do you know? I didn't pick up on that.
No, well, I must have read it somewhere in some of the blurb that I had.
I think titles are one of the things that I found immediately about the exhibition and about the way the exhibition was presented.
Right, so the way it was curated.
Yeah, and the way it's put into the information sheet when you first arrive. And actually, all the titles are in orange, and it made me think a lot about the titles of the work. But I didn't pick up on that, actually, that's what it was called. And what was it called again?
Cos Every Little Thing, which presumably, I would imagine, is linked to the recent election result and
really?
Anxieties about Brexit. Well, that was my thought, although it may be something much more personal about, you know, wanting one's state of mind to be okay.
So it's setting the path of the exhibition on quite a positive course from that title.
As long as one knows that what follows, Cos Every Little Thing, is going to be all right. Otherwise, you might wonder what little thing refers to.
The Every Little Thing, I quite like that. So it's read, the title just says, this is a group show. So it's Every Little Thing. So you've got lots of little things. That's what makes me think of the kind of lots. So there's one piece of artwork from the artist. No one's got two bits of artwork in.
No.
It's all kind of fair, and everyone's got the one little thing.
So what to say about the works, really? It was quite a mixture, wasn't it?
It's 30 works.
30 works, exactly.
With a very, very varied palette of styles, sizes, themes. And I spoke to you when we were in there, because I'm trying to pick your brains about where this work comes from, who are these people, because I come in very cold to this. So I was trying to pick your brains about why isn't there a sort of house style, because everyone's working together, there are people, managers that are involved, and they don't seem to be, there's no one core, it's very eclectic. And I'm not sure I would have picked up about where these works and how they were made and what environment they were made in if I hadn't got you with me.
Yeah, so I think what that says is something about the importance of having a context in which to view the works. That, yes, of course one can view them without context. And I think the last Studio Upstairs exhibition that I went to had no documentation at all. It was presented as if this work should stand just as art on a gallery wall, without any further context than that. And I think, you know, talking to you about the work and about what I understand about Studio Upstairs actually enhanced the experience for me, as well as I hear you saying it did for you. Of course, they don't want to present themselves with too much of that background context, which might locate them too much in a particular place. But nevertheless, I think the context is important, you know, in terms of getting the most out of the work. But that's always a tension, isn't it? You know, when I went to see the Bloomberg New Contemporaries last week in the South London Gallery, I assumed that the works were somehow chosen from artists who have galleries that they're attached to, and it's all a kind of closed shop, whereas in fact it appears it's an open submission. And yes, the work, there was very little context. You have to just take it for what it is.
There is a current trend to move away from those sort of statements at the moment.
To move away from having contextualised statements, is there?
But I did enjoy the personal statements, and I found
the little bits that were in the catalogue here.
And
yes, that's right.
Some were about their personal journeys, and some were about the work itself.
Let me see if I can find one. There was one that. Oh yes, I spent 2018 and 2019 in a state of deep depression, plagued with anxiety. During this time, I felt a loss of creativity and struggled to paint at all. This piece is the only real work produced during this time. And I just thought that was such a poignant statement to make.
Well, the first statement, the first artwork starts...
I'm just an artist.
Starts
yes.
with, I'm just an artist. So you think about what is an artist? Why is it just an artist? And... why is an artist not as good as whatever the alternative?
The other thing is it takes it down a peg from I am a celebrity artist, I am just an artist, as if that's an ordinary, everyday occupation, which, of course, it is.
I see an honesty. There's an honesty about it. Next to that is I suppose the first painting you spoke to me about, which are about five vertical stripes of colour. I think called, what's that one called?
Number it was actually untitled. But it's described as. The artist's statement makes reference to a beach hut.
Julie Redmond, would that be the one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, and it's the first one you started speaking to me about, because you couldn't quite decipher. It's sort of painted band with what looks like scratches going across them horizontally, and it looks like they've been weathered, but... you were trying to decipher those.
Yes, I thought it was some way of trying to indicate some kind of language. And then when I read the artist's statement, and she says, the door's reverse, this is the reverse of the door of the beach hut, etched with the deep, dark thoughts of a depressed person, like a prisoner, whiling away hours, scratching a word or message into the paint of their cell wall. One incarcerated by mental illness, the other by crime. And so there was something about a struggle to put things into words. Of course, it's so terribly difficult when you're depressed. It's almost impossible to put things into words.
Did it matter that we can understand that it's hard to understand that the words actually, what was written wasn't important, it was the actual act of writing was more important.
Well, I think the picture conveyed something to me that I intuitively started to have some sense of a potential meaning that was then clarified by the artist's statement. And then the meaning sort of came into focus from being a sort of out of focus or blurred meaning. It came sharp. The meaning became sharper.
So after that piece, we went along. Was there another piece that caught your eye or you dwelt upon as you went through?
Well, yes, there was the gardeners. Which it actually has, I don't know if you noticed this, that the actual title is The Gardeners, bracket, failed entry to the Royal Academy 2019, close bracket. So why did the artist feel the need to include that in the title? And then, as you pointed out, this is a picture of people... dressed in rather formal suits, all the same kind of suit, in a landscape garden, one's attacking a swan with a spade, and there's various mayhem and violence being done in this garden. And you identified the suits as the suit of the Bullingdon Club?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Bullingdon Club. And then the gallery attendant later came up to us and confirmed that was the case and told us a story about a rather well-to-do lady who'd come in looking at the pictures and had taken offence at this picture. Because of the violence, was it?
Because of the anti-conservative.
That wasn't made explicit.
Well,
I think
the main figure is quite recognisable as Boris Johnson, the shock of blonde hair, and I suspect one of the figures in the foreground was David Cameron.
Ah, right.
Both famously photographed together on the steps of a stately home in their Bullingdon Club outfits.
Right. The woman wanted the picture taken down,
didn't
she?
Yeah.
She said it shouldn't be allowed. But it wasn't really the violence, it was who was doing the violence that I think had upset her.
Yes, I think so. And also the title and this anti-establishment, because the title again gives this idea that the establishment didn't want this in their gallery. I mean,
of course.
There's no bigger
of course
art police than the
Royal Academy.
Royal Academy, you know.
They are the art police.
In that.
And they were doing their job very diligently.
Yes.
So the other one that we must speak about is the one that's titled What You Missed That Day You Were Absent From School, which was a piece that was writing embroidered on a piece of white cotton. And we thought, that's the kind of piece that's easy to just walk past and ignore when you're looking at a number of pictures on the wall. You can't just glance at it and take it in. You have to stop and you have to take the time to read it to appreciate it. And of course, as soon as we started reading it, we just got completely drawn into the evocative, poetic nature of the prose.
Yeah, for me it was a standout piece. I mean, it stood out because, first of all, there were 30 pieces that were all with visual language. I mean, this had visual language, but it was written as well. So it was a different style piece. And we did. We both took one step past it, and then we actually kind of came back to it and read it. And when we read it, it was very evocative and not only pulled us back to sort of school days handwriting, but also it's got a lovely phrase about understanding or hearing how to hear your grandfather's voice or something, and that particularly caught me and internalised something with me, and I started thinking about my grandfather, and therefore I sort of kick-started this personal.
It did plunge you back into some childhood memories, didn't it? Yes,
I found it very powerful.
That's right. Yeah, no, it was. It was.
And by chance, purely by chance, we just as we were leaving, we were packing up to go. I had the opportunity. Someone came into the cafe, Lal Keenan, and we got talking, and she introduced herself as the artist. So I was able to talk to her and tell her and just have a little bit of insight into the piece, which is fantastic, which is was a real treat for me.
And I think it was a treat for her too,
that
it's not that often that you get that kind of more in-depth appreciation of a piece of art that you've done and exhibited, where it's clear that it's moved. I mean, I've had that experience where someone's come up to me and said how meaningful they found the piece, and I was moved by it too.
Unsolicited. So what was so wonderful today was I didn't know who she was, and we were talking, and then I met her and I told her about this amazing bit of work.
And before you knew?
This? Yeah. Ah. Have you seen this? And she said, oh, that's mine. You know, and it was like, you know, and that yeah. you could see in her face that that had an impact. That, and she told me it's the first time she'd exhibited, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I might need to check that, but I think that's what she said. Mm. And of course, as an artist, I said, so, you know, where can I see your work? Where's your website? And she said, you can see my work in a shoebox. It's a box at home. And you just think, man, I want to look inside that box, you know, and see what treasures are in there. Sometimes it's not about, for me, it was suddenly that moment where it's not about having everything at your fingertips on the end of a smartphone and looking, you know. Actually, it was a lovely...
Well, I think that's right. It's more, it's a chance personal encounter, which is very different to landing on a website and, you know, scrolling through at a rapid speed and then making some snap judgment about the things. And, you know, websites just don't encourage that kind of taking the time to really appreciate something. It's got to have an impact instantly or it's moved on from. You scroll the page.
I think, yeah, I agree. And I think this is one of the successes of this show was that you didn't slide off it. I mean, we've both seen a lot of exhibitions and sometimes you slide across them. Mm. And I would say today it just didn't allow us to do that. Mm. There was these punctuation points or moments where you just had to stop. Mm. And I thought that was a real success of this exhibition. Mm.